Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And I think we got Larry down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Hanging in.
Well, where do we want to start? This is predominantly about all the war rumbles. It's just a quick update we decided to do because things can really overheat rapidly, let's put it that way. I wanted to start, though, with war between Russia and Ukraine would lead to the coming of the Messiah, says a 300-year-old Jewish prophecy. And it goes on to say that when you see the Russians take Crimea, then you will know that it's close. But when you see them take Istanbul, then he is at the door. And, of course, so far they have not. But if we get involved in a major war, if you go on the maps and take a look, you'll find that Istanbul is a choke point. And Russia would certainly choke that off so that nobody can get into the Black Sea. And I would think that would happen almost instantly if we get into a skirmish. Anyway, what's the latest, Larry, you've got?
Well, the latest, some of it is Prophecy Watch put up a video, TikTok video, mm-hmm. And I forwarded the link to you today that shows apparently NATO tanks going by rail on the way to Ukraine, and it looks like a whole lot of them. And we're also receiving reports, Israeli News Live and others, that they're getting intel and word that NATO has already moved troops into the Ukraine. And, of course, this buildup in the Ukraine by NATO is exactly what Putin had warned against, that would start a war.
Yes. And another thing that would, NATO chief rejects the Russian demand to deny Ukraine entry into NATO, and they have more or less said NATO can come in. That is another red line. And I believe that, you know, I got a comment from somebody, well, you're siding with the Russians. I'm not siding with anybody. I'm just reporting what the facts are. And the true facts are it is NATO and the United States that is pushing Russia into this corner. As I said before, how would the United States or the people of the United States feel if Russia suddenly decided to put in about 20 bases all along the Canadian border, all equipped with missiles so that they could reach any city in about 5 minutes? Do you think we would like it? I don't see why you're criticizing Putin for what NATO and the United States of America and global deep state are doing. Remember, they want their war, World War III. I don't know how many times you have to tell that to people before they begin to even comprehend what's really going on. But anyway, this thing with NATO, this can really explode, can't it, quickly? I mean, I can't imagine
really
Putin giving any notice.
Yeah, it really could. And by the way, Texas News Studio put out an alert this morning, Sunday morning, says NATO surveillance planes crowd the Black Sea as Russian troops surround Ukraine. And, of course, then they added, put an addendum on and said Israel prepares for a strike on Iran's new programs, and that Israel had given a U.S. official notice that the IDF has been ordered to hit Iran.
Yes. And I guess, likewise, were we not told that we're not going to help them in this Iranian situation in Israel?
Well, it's even more hair trigger than that, Stuart, because of the fact that the Mossad chief and the defense minister of Israel went in person to Biden and asked for assistance in attacking Iran, and he said no assistance. He said, you're on your own. And so he refused to help. So they have no assistance from the U.S., and the rhetoric that came out of Israel right after that was they were even concerned not only would Biden tip off the Iranians if they attack, but he was also possibly tried to use U.S. military assets to stop the attack that Israel would do. And by the way, to show you mm-hmm. how much of a hair trigger this is, Israel has just released a report that threatens Iran. It says if one proxy missile is fired into Israel, we will fire on Tehran.
So this is, well, we're coming up on the right time, folks. I hate to tell you that, but we're in that Schmitter year, and which I believe leads to the Jubilee year coming up. We don't really know for sure because the Book of Enoch tells us our timing is off. But we do have 1897. We do have 1917. We have 1948. We do have 1967 in the war. We have 1973 in that war. And we have these lunar tetrads all confirming within the last 120 years that we are, in fact, on the verge. And so this war may be the war of Isaiah 17. It may be that Israel is provoking Iran by announcing that they're going to strike to try and get Iran to strike first. That gives them the right to go after them, or at least they think it gives them the right to go after them. And so you never know what is really going on in the intrigue behind the scenes. We know only one thing, that all of this war rhetoric is going to go into a full-scale war sooner or later. And I prefer to think it's probably sooner because of the timelines we're on. And if Gantz has said he instructed the Israeli army to prepare military options against Iran, I'm not sure why you would announce that unless, like I said, you're trying to provoke Iran into striking first. And that would be Daniel 8. It's a blitzkrieg operation that Iran does. They get defeated, of course. But this may be what we're watching. Or we may be watching Isaiah 17 developing quickly. We just don't know. Larry, what do you think? You know, we know they need the war to get the peace treaty.
Well, it's very, very interesting to the fact that I guess Israel kind of has its back to the wall, for one thing. No help. I mean, Israel is basically only going to be dependent upon Israel for whatever they're about to do. And I keep, it's kind of like echo keeps coming back from Cliff High on something involving an Israeli mistake. And we've wondered a number of times, what was that mistake? And I've wondered today, I was thinking, if Israel decides they're going after the nuke facilities of Iran, are they going to use a bunker buster followed in by a tactical nuke? And is that possibly going to set off a chain reaction and a massive nuclear explosion of one of those nuclear facilities and spread radiation who knows how far? But I don't know what the mistake is. I mean, what do you think?
I'm not sure either, but we do know from if Cliff Ice can be you know, they get these headlines is what they do, and so we don't really know what the headline means. But it does look like Israel thinks it can take and do good by attacking Iran, and they will not suffer the greater consequences of it. However, Isaiah 17 says just the opposite. If this is Isaiah 17, when Iran and her neighbors all come against Israel, Israel is almost basically destroyed. She does survive because God is behind her. And this is all part of the script. You got to remember, God has proposed, and what he has proposed, he's going to do. So what we are watching is scripted, and it's in the cards. So we just got to watch and see what happens. But they're backing Russia into a corner, and Putin has warned them over and over, you're crossing red lines. He also said, you're not giving any respect to my red lines, which is also sort of a warning that he is going to do something about it. And the latest from Hal Turner, very ominous, especially for Sunday. Today, the British Foreign Secretary did something that proves actual real trouble is in fact coming fast. And he's talking about Russia and Ukraine. This afternoon, the British Foreign Secretary, let it be known, he is urging all European countries to find alternatives to Russian gas because they get all their gas from Russia. Why would he be warning about that unless he knows there's an attack coming and Russia will retaliate by simply cutting off all European gas, which in the middle of winter would freeze to death hundreds of thousands of people? And what do you think about that, Larry? I mean, it's kind of odd that this would be right out in the open. You better find alternatives to Russian gas.
Well, that's that would be an ominous warning that apparently they're going into a war, because I think that warning that he gave to the EU or the European Union is the fact that, you know, it just lets you know that that type of warning is going to really shake those countries up, because this is the wrong time, the absolute wrong time to lose your, you know, either the natural gas sources or oil or whatever energy they've got coming in. And the total loss of that, it's almost going to decimate, Stuart. This whole scenario is going to almost completely decimate the entire Western powers.
Yes. If Russia, there was a prophecy made. In fact, there were two of them 10, 15 years ago. And they said that it would all begin in Ukraine, and that Ukraine would become basically a nuclear wasteland, that part of Western Russia would be destroyed. A good share of Europe would take severe hits, and even the UK would be pounded pretty badly. Nothing about the United States, but I would assume that we would take some hits as well. Anyway, what's your, this is a short warning, folks. We're just letting you know what's going on. NATO warns Russia of serious consequences for their Ukraine actions. Putin masses troops to tell NATO to stay out of the Ukraine. NATO chief says allies must prepare for the worst in Ukraine. And then we have China issuing new threats to Taiwan. The island's military won't stand a chance. So we got China, Taiwan, we have Russia, Ukraine, and we have Israel, Iran, and this could all go at the same time, and even more places could go. Last word, Larry.
Yeah, just don't count out North Korea. I think they're just waiting.
That's another hot spot. Yes, absolutely, and maybe even elsewhere. We just don't know. But folks, we are moving into a time of war, and the Bible more or less says so, and it's going to come at a very unexpected time and in an unexpected way. So I don't know. I guess here we go. Anyway, Larry, thanks for that, and thank you for listening, folks. We just wanted to update you with this short one. keep your eyes on it. This thing can explode at any time, overnight, anytime, or next week sometime. It looks bad. We've been there before. Nothing happened. We hope that happens again. Anyway, take care.